Thank you all so much for joining us today at A View Beyond the Ordinary podcast. I'm your host, Jolene Lenz. And today I have a guest with me who I haven't seen literally in, we figured out, years, probably a couple decades. We have stayed in touch though, and her name is Angela Lenhart. And I'm so excited, Angela, to share your story. I know when we met, you really captivated me, have inspired me all these years. So just a little bit of information so you listeners out there know, Angela is a spiritual and life coach. She's also a feng shui consultant. She works closely with clients. She helps people increase their flow of abundance, health, love, and harmony. With over 16 years of experience, Angela's helped celebrities, CEOs, entrepreneurs, and individuals seeking intuitive life and business coaching. She owns a private healing center in Denver, and she is the author of several acclaimed books, one of which Wayne Dyer wrote the foreword. So that's so incredible, Angela. So welcome.
Thanks, Jolene. Nice to be here.
Well, thank you so much. I want to start really with your path. What led you down the path that you're on now?
It was my path to seeking happiness. It was my soul's journey. And what does happiness mean to me? Which then took me down this very narrow road, and doors would close and other ones would open. And that's just been, it's been a continuous journey just like that ever since.
So it sounds like when you say doors open, doors closed, synchronicities, I'm sure. I'm a huge fan of synchronicities. I believe spirit, divine, puts them in our path to open up doors. What doors really led you to a certain path that helped you also see that we have support from the other side?
Well, when I, this was around 15 years ago, when I really I was spiritually forced to grow spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. And my journey was, it's unconventional. I definitely don't recommend it because I think the harder route, but it has been very rewarding. But what really instigated this was I was in a relationship of 3.5-4 years, and it really wasn't going anywhere. And what was, you know, the impetus behind all of it was, it was draining me on every mental, emotional, spiritual level, where I was so sick and tired of being sick and tired that I needed to do something else. And one day I was getting into the tub. It was one morning, and I walked past the mirror, and I looked in the mirror and I didn't recognize the face staring back at me. And I thought, who's that girl? And then I proceeded to get into the tub, and I was sitting there, and this force came from behind me and literally pushed me out. And there was no one in the tub with me, or no one in the bathroom. And it was an energetic force. And I was pushed out of the tub, and I ended up wrapping a towel around my body, a towel around my head. And I marched up the stairs, and I looked at my boyfriend at the time, and I said, I'm leaving. And he says, well, where are you going? And I said, well, I don't know, but I'm not staying here. And he says, well, I've drained your accounts and you have $10 left to your name. And I said, that's fine. My soul's worth more than 10 bucks. And he goes, great, I'll help you pack your bags. And I said, perfect. And I was out of the house in 30 minutes, and everything that I owned was in my car.
Now,
granted, I didn't have any animals at this time. They had all passed away, except for Trigger, my horse, that is no longer with us. But he had been just a huge rock in my life. And I still had him. But other than that, I had no other responsibilities besides, you know, taking care of myself. And so when I got into my car, I really didn't know where I was going to go, because here I was, this life coach, and I would like to say that I had studied extensively, learning, you know, traditional techniques and tools on how to heal the body from within. I've been to college. I've done a lot of workshops, just understanding psychology and nutrition. And here I am in this predicament going, what is happening to me? And it was, I think it's really God's way of saying, well, here you've been given this path of learning all of these great tools. Now you get to apply them yourself. And so rather than me giving advice to anyone else, I had to take every bit of wisdom that I had ever, you know, given out to anyone else and use it for my own life. So I got into my car and I, like I said, I wasn't sure where I was going to go. So I thought, well, the park can't be all that bad. And I was going to go live in the park. And I didn't even know how to pitch a tent, but I thought I might as well do it anyway. And as I was driving down to the park, I started having a temper tantrum and crying and ranting and raving. And I was mad at God. And I just said, I can't believe you did this. And I was beating the steering wheel and I was so upset. And I was sobbing uncontrollably. And then within 1 second, 2 seconds, I can't even remember, you know, that they say that the small, still voice, it's a small, still voice. It came through my car. It was like, it came like the energy, the spirit came through my car and I stopped crying. And all of a sudden I turned my car on and I was able I drove to a house and I didn't know where I was going. It was such an intuitive drive. Actually, it wasn't even me driving, but I was parked in front of this house and I thought, well, where am I at? And I got out and I walked to the front door and I knocked and it was my very first client that said, if I ever needed a place to stay, I was always welcome in their home. And that's where I started this journey of personal transformation, you know, writing books and sharing my experiences with others to help them just navigate their way from a very conscious, mindful perspective.
That is an incredible story. And to go from being in a place with a man in a relationship and then have a force that large tell you it's time for you to leave. And I had goosebumps, me and my goosebumps everywhere all over my body as you shared that story. So you obviously had the opportunity to see that there's so much guidance I found on the other side when we open ourselves to it. If we just pay attention to the energy. So on that note, I know recently you just mentioned your horse trigger in terms of going through, you know, any significant challenges. I bet losing trigger recently. I know I saw you post Angela on Instagram and I sobbed when I saw that trigger pass. Can you share with us a little bit about what that experience was like?
Well, you know, it's he was my BFF. He was my soulmate. It still brings tears to my eyes, even talking about it. So it is one of my challenges right now, dealing with that grief and feeling that space that I have in my life. And I'm not one to run out and fill the void. I want to sit in the void and sit in the grief and sit in that, just that space of wonderment. You know, I think that grief is such a challenging emotion because there's certain waves. I mean, all of a sudden you can be happy and then you're sad and then you're mad and then you're angry and then you're fearful and then you're happy again. So it's one giant roller coaster. And I've dealt with grief in my life before. So this definitely isn't the first time, but he took up so much of my daily time that I have these moments of what do I do now? What do I do now? What do I do now? So I just go with that intuitive feeling. And sometimes it'll go to the gym. Sometimes I'll go to yoga. Sometimes I'll go sit at a restaurant and talk to a stranger. It just depends on, what I need in that moment. So again, it's about following my soul. What does my soul need? What does my inner child need? What does my conscious self need? Because there's so many dimensions to who we are as a spiritual being having a human experience. So I just learned to really honor this journey and take it for what it is. And I know that trigger is still in my life. He's still guiding me from wherever trigger is. And there is not one doubt in my mind that I'll ever see him again. And So that was our journey. And I actually, here's our book. I wrote, you know, Trigger the Wonder Horse, which, you know, I wrote that book 4 years ago. And it was our journey into his own healing and miracles, because I'm a firm believer in miracles because I've witnessed them over and over and over. And it's not like some of our experiences are just mind blowing. It even blows my mind. And I just know that I have to share them because it provides hope. So,
well, I'll have to check out your book. In terms of what was the greatest lesson you think Trigger taught you in terms of healing?
Oh God, you know, horses, animals in general, teach us so many lessons on how to be better human beings, you know, from unconditional love to patience, boundaries, discipline, responsibility, all of these characteristics that are foundational for us to be successful human beings in relationships, as well as a career path, and just being comfortable in our own skin. And Trigger taught me, man, he taught me about unconditional love, but he taught, you know, he expected me to feed him every day. He expected me to show up every day. And I wasn't going to let him down, because why would you let down something that loves you that much? Because I loved him as intently. So I, you know, he taught me about boundaries. You know, no is a complete sentence. And whenever Trigger didn't want to do something, he'd just look at me and turn around and walk the other way. So I learned that as well.
What a beautiful lesson. It's so difficult sometimes just to say no. So I love that. And in terms of, I had somebody once tell me too, that disease is stuck emotion in our body, that maybe we had a trauma and we just didn't release it. You being a healer, and especially with your intuitive ability, do you believe there's some truth to that?
I believe there's 100% truth to it. Everything manifests into this physical body that we're in, and emotions and thoughts, they carry so much weight. And when it goes undetected or that energy is suppressed, the physical body has to manifest that, because that is how the thoughts and the body are resonating together. And that's how thoughts become things. So whether you are dreaming big and going for your goals and pursuing whatever successes you want, or, you know, it's about healing the body, it's always about, it's first, the body follows the mind. So you have to learn how to control the mind, as well as, you know, paying attention to what emotions show up, and then learning how to work through them. And it's a healing process. It's a process, and it doesn't happen overnight. Now, it can, you can have, you know, certain things that happen overnight. That's why they're called miracles. But that's beyond the ordinary. But generally speaking, you know, everything is a process, and it's just, you know, taking that one step forward and being okay with where you are with what you have at that time.
Right. I was going to say, Angela, there was a teacher for me that was profoundly influenced me as well. And her name's Anita Mirzani. She wrote a book called Dying to Be Me, and it's about her stage 4 lymphatic cancer, and how it was just an accumulation of choices that she made that were not out of love. They were out of maybe trying to grab validation or work for in a job for money instead of for passion. Mm-hmm. And then eventually those energetically block you up. And also, she was so afraid of getting cancer, she focused on it. So her whole book is about that, how important it is and essential it is for us to love ourselves, and to be really mindful of where we spend our time and our energy. Is there any book or teacher that influenced you the same way Anita did me?
Well, you know, Wayne Dyer was definitely my go-to teacher when I was going through the darkest moments of my life. I would turn on his videos or read one of his books, or at the time it was a CD, you know, whatever it was. And I would just listen to the teachings over and over and over again. And I would play them even in the middle of the night, because I always knew, and maybe I didn't consciously understand it, but subconsciously I did. So I would play these things at night, because I didn't have my mind creating, you know, being that block to what information was being given to me. It was just seeping into my subconscious mind. And I knew that over time, I would rise above whatever issue I was going through.
I love Wayne Dyer, and I love that you shared that. And that's such a great idea to play the videos while we're sleeping, or especially right before bed. That's such a pivotal time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What was one of your greatest two? And when you look back over the course of your life, and I know it is rich with stories because you and I have a few ourselves, but in terms of one of your greatest aha moments that you still look back on, is there one in particular?
Yeah, it's part of the trigger story, to believe that there are such things as angels. That angelic realm is very, very powerful. And when you invoke that angelic realm into your life to have them help you, they will. And they can manifest themselves as a human being, and they can just manifest themselves as a force. So I think depending on the situation. Now, trigger, one of the first stories that began this journey was, we, long story short, we were going for a walk and Trigger got away from me and he was headed back to the barn, and we were about 4 miles away from the barn. And in order for him to get back to the barn, he had to cross two lanes of like two highways, and they were fast moving highways. They were really busy. And he's running for home. He knew where the barn was. I'm chasing after him, but I knew there was no chance that I was going to be able to catch him. And we were running up and down these little coulees, and pretty soon I was watching him, and I could see that he had crossed the first lane, or the first lanes of traffic. Okay. He got through. Somebody stopped for him. They saw a horse coming, so they just stopped, and Trigger crossed the road. But then as he's headed to the barn, he was going to come out on this bend, and there was no way that the traffic was going to be able to see him because of all the trees and the bushes. And at that precise moment, as I was running down the coulee, I lost sight of him. And I said, God, if horses have angels, can triggers please show up? And as I was running up out of the coulee, he's standing next to a woman who I did not recognize, who appeared out of nowhere, because there's no way a rational human being would be on this path. And I was just like, what? And I'm running up to them. And all of a sudden I look at her, because I couldn't believe my eyes. I just could not believe what had happened. And she looks at me and she goes, are you missing someone? And I said, yeah, he's mine. And I just said, how did you catch him? And she said, well, he looked like he needed help finding his way home. So she hands me the lead, and I take it from her, and I turn around and I just look at Trigger, and he's sweating, I'm sweating. The situation is unbelievable. And we turn around, we're headed for home. And I just knew if I turned around, she'd be gone. And there's nowhere she could have gone to. And she was gone. I was like, wow. She showed up at that precise moment for Trigger.
Incredible. Again, okay, now the hair on my standing up.
That's my life for you.
You know, I was going to say, I think the key that is such a good reminder for everybody here, Angela, is we have to ask the angels to help. And we have divine teams. I believe that firmly as well. And I love to, when I do my meditations, I'm always asking the archangels, Raphael, Uriel, I'm pronouncing it right, Uriel, Michael, and Gabriel to assist. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing what synchronicity shows up in synergy. But a story like that is incredible. And especially to have that lady disappear, Angela, it just goes to show the force out there and the magic. I do believe there is magic in the world. There if is. We just believe and open ourselves to it. So yeah. That's a great story. Thank you for sharing. I was going to say we could talk about so many. I do want to share one with the listeners that you and I have. And it's Angela did a feng shui appointment, or I should say consulting for one of my friends. And we were having a book club gathering at her house years, maybe 6 months after you had done this session with her. And you had shared with her that one specific area was a little bit dangerous, and in that it was, I think you, I want to say fire, that you said it shouldn't be in the fire zone. It was in a different, maybe water energy, and that you advised her to change it. And it was during the book club meeting that one of the gals that was there as a guest, who I'll never forget, happened to be an FBI agent, stood up, after we were having dinner, and there was a candle in this area and her hair started on fire. So I'll never forget that, just all of us, you know, flurrying in to grab water and make sure douse out, you know, the flames that were behind her. And luckily it was quick and she's fine. However, it prompted my friend to tell me about the session you had with her and your warning. And then also you had given her some advice of how to meet a partner, which ultimately worked for her. So I wanted to share that. I love sharing that story. Your feng shui ability and your intuition, I know, is amazing. So what are you excited about now? I'm curious. What's leading you now? Where are you headed?
Honestly, I'm not exactly sure. I am, you know, I'm going to write a children's book series, and I have a couple of projects that I don't want to announce yet, just because I'm not exactly sure how they are going to come together. So I'd rather not just throw it out there. I'm going to wait for the synchronicities to kind of come together before I reveal it. But I love cartoons. I love television. I love horses. So, and I'm a farmer. So I don't know, maybe those are a little bit of clues on how it could all come together.
Well, it will be fun just to see what leads you, where you're off to next. And your book, The Charm Journey, I know you recently wrote that. How many years ago, Angela?
It was published, I think, 2014. So a long time ago. And then The Trigger Book, that was published 4 years ago. So I need to get busy and write another one. But it's one of those things for me that I just don't want to, I just can't sit down and say, I'm going to write today. I have to feel it, and it has to move through me. Otherwise, I feel like I might just be wasting my breath, because there have been times when I've sat down and I thought, I'm going to write. And they're my words rather than words that are coming through me. So you have to know the difference between who's writing the book.
So you obviously channeling spirit for you, and it sounds like you follow your intuition. If you were to offer advice to the listeners, kind of the last question, as to how do you get in touch with your inner, you know, the inner spirit, and even know where to begin and follow that? What advice would you give somebody who's feeling maybe a little anxious or depressed right now?
The first place is to get into your body and to feel your body. Your body is a very wise vehicle. It's given to you. It gives you signs all of the time. It alerts you what's going on. But if you ignore it, then you're missing the message. So it's like feeling those certain, maybe those little aches and pains, you know, and they could mean like, don't go this direction, or stay out of this environment, go this direction for an opportunity. That's how the body gives you signs on whether or not you should pursue a certain avenue. And I always say, you know, listen to the, you know, you listen to your heart, but take your common sense with you. And, you know, the heart can lead you in ways. And I know that for me personally, when my heart is open, I feel expansive and I don't want to hide. I know that I'm going the right direction. But as soon as my body begins to kind of collapse in and I want to shield myself, I go, I need to go some other direction, because this one isn't the right way. So it's, you know, paying attention to those little tiny synchronicities, those signs can save your life. I'm telling you, they can save your life, but I hear story after story after story, like, oh, I wish I would have listened to my intuition. Well, it only knocks so many times, and then pretty soon you get a smack upside the head. And I have been smacked upside the head by a meteor. I was hit in the head with a gun. So I'm clearly speaking from experience on this one, because I said to the universe, all right, God, you need to let me know whether or not I should stay in this situation. And if I shouldn't, please hit me in the head with a meteor. That's what I said. And less than 24 hours later, I got hit in the head with a loaded handgun.
Okay.
Be
careful what we ask for. Literally.
Absolutely. You have to be really careful what you ask for and how you ask for it. And because it just may show up. And if you have a soul lesson that is attached to that part of the journey, then you're going to do it. I mean, I had a lesson in paying attention and I wasn't doing it.
That would be painful. And first and foremost, I have learned to ask now when I do that, because I've had some painful lessons, to say, God, can you please help me, release this gently, easily, and in divine time, because sometimes I just want to force things into healing or into being. And I have also learned the hard way, Angela, that it's better to let it just flow gently.
Yeah, and there is a thing called divine time. And when, I get that, we want to make things happen. And we have to often be the motivator behind it, right? We're the engine. But there's also times that are appropriate when you have to kind of sit back a little bit and be in idle position and then wait before you take that next step. Because it's always about timing. You have to be able to go when you need to go. And you just sit back and just observe during those other times. And that's life for you. So if you can be patient long enough to begin to see from an observer perspective what's really going on, then you're given wisdom, you're given great wisdom, but you're also getting information on how to handle the current situation. So there's a lot of information that comes in when you are in that realm of infinite possibilities and tapping into that energy field, because it's everything's energy. Everything is energy. So you just have to be able to feel that different vibration and then go, mm-hmm.
I love that. It makes me think of you used the word farmer earlier. It makes me think of farmers that have to be so patient. They plant their seeds, they nurture them, and then they wait. Right. And they have to listen and watch nature and know how to react and what to do. So I can't wait to see what you plant over there. I know it will come to fruition in a divine way. And one thing I want to say too, I know Angela and I have had some chats when I'd love to have you back again and we'll talk about Jesus. I would love to, Jeshua. I know we also have a close relationship or just really believe that Jesus came to offer some incredible empowerment to people to teach us the way. So next time, maybe we could go a little bit deeper into that as well.
Sure. I have some stories. I'm not a theologian or an expert on the Bible. I can just relate my experiences and that's how I share and teach.
Well, I would love to hear more. I know I have, yes, I would love to learn. As I learn more about Jesus and know Jesus is one of my guides, that would be great, Angela. So thank you so much for tuning in, everybody, and listening. And thank you, Angela, for being here. And just so all of you listeners know, I'm going to have Angela's information on my website. Also, it will be in the show notes, so you can reach out to her if you're looking for assistance intuitively, feng shui, life coaching. I'd highly encourage you to do so. So thanks so much, everybody, and make it a great day.
Thanks, Jolene. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed listening to Angela's story as much as I did. She's just amazing. Also, I would appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast and please check out my ebook, Make Your Own Music. It's a metaphor for our life, as I believe we're here to create heaven on earth.